Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Just as global central bankers are jittery at the knock-on effect of Donald Trump's policies when he occupies the White House in January, so too are South African exporters. The likelihood of tariff impositions on US imports could jeopardize the 15% of SA's total exports, which end up in the US. A question mark also hangs over the AGOA trade agreement, which provides duty-free access to the US market for South African exports. The sector loving the Trump victory is cryptocurrencies, with Bitcoin seeing $80,000 for the first time, now at $81,437, and Ether passing the $3,000 mark. Bitcoin and Ether are up 18 and 32% respectively since the election results. Global food prices have hit their highest level in 18 months, with unfavorable weather raising production concerns for many commodities and threatening to keep consumer costs higher for longer. An index of food commodity prices created by the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization rose to the highest since April 2023. The gauge tracks vegetable oils, grain, sugar, meat and dairy. It rose 2% in October. Richemont has reported a slump in first-half profit as the Swiss luxury group's watchmaking division was hit by cooling demand in China. That share ended down 5%, and together with a drop in the resources counter on easing commodity prices, saw the JSE take a bit of a beating, with the all-share down 1% on 85,124 and the top 40 down 1.2% on 76,969. Wall Street hit new records, closing its best week in a year, with a Dow up 0.5%, the S&P 500 up 0.4% and the Nasdaq up 0.1%. London's FTSE closed down 1%. A rocky start to the week in Asia, with Tokyo down 0.33%, Sydney down 0.5%, and Hong Kong down 2.5%. The Rand is under pressure this morning, currently at 17.62 to the dollar, 22.76 to pound sterling, and 18.88 to the euro. The euro at 107.12 to the greenback. Gold at $2,687, platinum at $973, and a barrel of Brent crude, $73.61.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.